Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Good morning, Bob.
Martha's Vineyard was a very special place for Mike Wallace. How did he become connected to the island?
It was a special place, and Mike actually came to the vineyard from childhood. In his adult life, he came as a summer resident. But he'd really been coming here for most of his life. It was a very special place to him, and he was very special to the vineyard also. If I could say, I think that this is the end of an era. I know it sounds slightly cliched to say that, but I think this is the end of an era on the vineyard. Mike Wallace, Art Buchwald, Bill Styron, John Hersey all lived on the same street in Vineyard Haven. It was nicknamed Writer's Row because there were so many literary people who lived there. They were all friends, and this was at a time when the vineyard was home to a summer colony of journalists, writers, playwrights, artists, and they came to the vineyard to escape the heat from New York and Washington in the late summer and soak up the sunshine and clean air and recharge themselves. And Mike, they lived in houses that were modest, I would say, by today's standards for summer houses on the vineyard. Somebody said this to me once, and I think that it's an important distinction to make, that that in that era, people came here not so much, they were on vacation, but they really came to live part of their lives here. And that was Mike. He played tennis. He didn't dress up. He made himself available for interviews with the local paper. And he was really a member of the community.
The folks you were talking about in the literary community, Art Buchwald, James Reston, William Styron, Mike Wallace, they were drawn together by more than the physical presence of living close to each other on Writer's Row, weren't they?
Yes, exactly. They were friends, and there was a sizable intellectual community here and that was drawn to the vineyard. You know, E.B. White went to Maine. These people all came here. And they were close friends. And they worked through parts of their lives here. Mike Wallace, Art Buchwald, and Bill Styron, battled depression. And there were many stories that were told in interviews with our paper about how they took long walks and talked about their problems and their issues. So I think the vineyard was a place for them to, be a part also and work through a lot of things in their lives.
How do you think the Martha's Vineyard community will remember Mike Wallace?
Well, I think there was great affection for him here. There is a funny story that was told, that he told many times and told to our paper, and Buchwald told it, about when he was taking a walk with Buchwald. And he had not, he didn't own a home here until 20 or 25 years ago, and he'd always rented. And he was talking to Buchwald about this, and he said, I don't know if I can afford to buy a house on the vineyard. And Buchwald said, well, your tombstone will say, here lies a renter. And, he did buy a house. And I think it was the last interview we did with him in 2004, I think it was, he told the story of buying that house and how it was a tumble-down rack and, all the work that they had to do to it. And then he said, he stopped and paused and talked about how he and Mary would sit out on the porch and look at the harbor and the sunlight playing on the ferry going in and out, and he said we would just look at each other and say, how lucky could we be? And I think that people in the vineyard feel that we were lucky to have Mike Wallace, and the place is probably a little poorer without him.
Julia Wells, editor of the Martha's Vineyard Gazette newspaper, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition today about Mike Wallace.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks for calling.